The cross of Christ is very central. It's very important for us to understand the meaning of it fully. For most Christians, its only meaning is Christ died for my sins. Right, that is the ABC of the Christian life. And we have to go to the kindergarten if you want more education. So I don't deny that. You can't skip the kindergarten and go straight away to sixth grade or college. So everybody has to go to kindergarten. Everybody has to learn CAT is cat and BAT is bat. 2 plus 2 is 4. Essential. Then only we progress to higher things. So it's absolutely essential to know Christ died on the cross for your sins. But all I say is don't stop with 2 plus 2 is 4 and CAT is cat. That's all I'm saying. We must progress beyond that. You want your children to progress beyond that. And I want to tell you, God wants his children also to progress beyond knowing Christ died for my sins. Every time I sin, I can ask him to forgive me. He'll forgive me because he died for me. Tomorrow I'll sin again. He'll forgive me. Day after tomorrow I'll sin again. For the next 25 years, I'll sin every day and he'll forgive me. That is like saying, I will never forget 2 into 2 is 4. I'll never forget that CAT is bad. For the next 25 years, you can test me. Brother, sister, is that all you want to know? I thank God that God did not allow me to stop there. I started there too. I started at the foot of the cross as a sinner. Forgiven. But I didn't stop there. Jesus said, do you remember what Jesus said about how to get to life? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. Verse 14. The gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are very few who find it. The gate is so small. You have to really be very small in your own eyes to get through it. If you think you're a big man, you can't get through this gate. You have to come to say, I'm a good-for-nothing sinner, just like the worst sinner in the world. I've many times said to the Lord, the worst terrorist in the world, I'm no better than him. Have you ever said that? Do you believe you're better than you read about some terrible terrorists who, or dictators? Where many people are criticizing this dictator that's in the news nowadays, or the dictator that started the Second World War. Do you have a feeling that you're a little better than him? I ask myself, were those dictators also, did they come through Adam? Or did they come through some other person? I came through Adam. I come from a part of India where people boast about their genealogy. Even other people boast about their genealogy, that there were so-and-so big people up in my... Even when they talk to each other in gatherings, they talk about my grandfather was this or my uncle was this. And when it comes to my turn, I say, I came from a family that was kicked out of Eden. But a Savior came to save me. I have nothing to boast about. I want to ask you a straight question. Is there anything in your genealogy that you boast about? You think you're somebody? You think you come from a certain family, not that terrorist family or that in India they call a low caste, scheduled caste. These people who are from the sweepers who clean the toilet bowls. I'm not from that class. I'm a little higher class. That is the reason why you have not progressed in your Christian life till today. You could have been miles ahead by now if you had gone down and become a zero. That is the meaning of being immersed in baptism. There's not even a hair visible. I remember once in our CFC church in India, there was a tall brother being baptized. The person dipped him and this much was above the water. I said, dip him again. This is the most important part that has to go down under the water. the part above the eyebrows. That's the thing that ruins people. Dip him again. They dipped him again fully. I said, okay. Now he's got to live according to that. I mean, just being dipped is okay. But that's the thing. We don't want to go down completely and be buried and invisible. When we're under the water, it's invisible. Do you want to be invisible? So that only Christ is seen henceforth? That you only live for Christ, no longer for your ambitions and your goals and your desires? And that's what the Lord said to me. I was seeking what? I was seeking the anointing and baptism of the Holy Spirit. Not the fake baptism of the Holy Spirit where some people babble something and say, I was anointed. I said, Lord, I've seen enough of that. 99% of it is fake and I'm not interested in that. I want the real thing that made Jesus fulfill the mightiest ministry that anyone ever had, that changed the apostle Paul from a persecutor to a mighty apostle. I said, I'm a very shy, you won't believe that today, but when I was so young when I was joined the military academy, 15 years old, 5 feet 2 inches high, thin, people in my class laughed at me and said, you're going to defend our country? And mocked and laughed, and I said, yeah, I'm not very smart. I never took part in public speaking in my entire life, in school or not even in the military academy. And yet, God called me. What to do? I said, Lord, I'm yours. I'm not capable. Now, you don't believe that today, but that's the absolute truth. But I'll tell you what changed me. The baptism in the Holy Spirit. What is it that changed Peter? Scared people who were sitting inside a room locked up for fear of the Jews. What is it that made them bold, fiery people who turned the world upside down and started a ministry that has lasted now for 2,000 years? Fishermen. One thing. They were baptized in the Holy Spirit, immersed in the Holy Spirit and fire. They got a fire in them that never died out. I said, Lord, I want that. I want that. I don't want this cheap counterfeit going around the world. We are so careful when we get a $100 note. Make sure it's not. Supposing you knew there are a lot of counterfeit $100 notes in circulation. I guarantee you will, any $100 note, you'll examine it very carefully. You don't want to be duped with a counterfeit note. But many people are willing to be duped and deceived with an experience of the Holy Spirit which is not genuine. It doesn't seem to produce any power or fire in their life. I say, Lord, I saw enough of that. And I said, I don't want it. If I don't have the real thing, I'd rather have nothing. But I want the real thing. And that's when the Lord pointed me to how Jesus was anointed when he died completely to his plans, desires, everything. That's the meaning of baptism. God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ, by which the world is dead to me and I am dead to the world. That is what baptism symbolizes. You go under the water and they don't see anything of you. And the Lord said, well, are you willing for that? I was only, 23 years old. I was still working in the Navy. And I said, sure. I had my ambitions to go to the top of the Navy. I die. I'm not interested in that. I'm quite prepared to retire as, I'm a lieutenant now. I retire as a lieutenant. It's quite okay. It's not a big thing for me. I want to be a Christian. A true Christian, a disciple of Jesus.